In today's gospel, the Lord instructs us to seek the true honor which we receive from him when we care for those in need. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline a table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to the higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
O Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to get up each morning because I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I sure am one heck of a man. O Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. Some of you probably remember this song that came out a few years ago. It was tongue-in-cheek. It probably reminds us a little bit of somebody we know. Maybe it reminds us of ourselves once in a while. But there's nothing funny about the question of humility. You know, we're instructed today, both in the first reading and in the gospel, to be humble before the Lord. So what is humility? What is true humility? What does it consist in? Let me offer you a fictitious situation that maybe helps to explain it. You all know of the great sculptor, artist, Michelangelo. He's the one who sculpted the beautiful Pietà, that sculpture of the dead Christ in the arms of the Blessed Mother that is found in St. Peter's in Rome. So imagine this situation, fictitious. Michelangelo was unveiling that sculpture for the very first time back in the 1500s. And the people are there and they look at it and they're just amazed and they think it's the most marvelous thing they've ever seen. And they're giving Michelangelo one compliment after another. Now, it seems to me that there are three ways that Michelangelo could respond to those compliments. He could say, you're right, this is the most magnificent piece of sculpture ever created. I am the greatest sculptor in the history of the world. He could say, oh, well, it's really not all that good. I wish it were better. I wish it could have been more, but I guess it's all right. Or he could say, I'm glad you enjoy it. I'm glad you find it beautiful. I praise God for giving me the talent to create these sorts of things. Now, which of those three responses would be real humility? Some people might be tempted to say the second one, you know, it's really not that good, it's not that, but that's not real humility. Real humility is not being willing to see the good things that we do. Real humility is the truth of the situation, but then recognizing what it is that allows us to do the good things we do. What that boils down to is two things. We recognize that everything we do is influenced in many ways by other people as well. We don't do it alone. And secondly, that all the good gifts ultimately come from God. That's what true humility is. We can take joy and pleasure in our successes. God wants us to rejoice in the talents He's given us. But to recognize at the very same time that those talents have been cultivated and helped to grow by a lot of other people, and ultimately they come from God. That's what true humility is. One day, as an example of that, one day this young man was going to have an interview with the CEO of a company to which he was applying for work. He made it all the way through the process. Now he was going to meet with the CEO. So he's brought up to the CEO's office, in the 20th story of this building, and he gets in the office. Beautiful office, you know, glass all around, looking out over the city. But as he's looking around the office, he sees this painting on the wall. And he thinks it's kind of strange because it's a painting of a field with a fence in front of the field. But as he's looking at the painting, he notices on top of one of the posts in the fence is a turtle on the top of the post. He's thinking to himself, well, that's very strange. Anyway, the CEO comes in, interviews him, he gets the job. On the way out, he says to the CEO, he says, you know, this is a beautiful office. But there's one thing I wonder, I hope you don't mind if I ask you this, that painting over there, the turtle on the post, what's that all about? The CEO says, well, here's what it's all about. Every time I look at that painting, I'm reminded the turtle didn't get up on the post by himself. Somebody had to put him there. I didn't get in his office by myself. Somebody helped me to get here. See, that's what humility is, recognizing that sort of thing. I mean, look at Michelangelo for a minute. How did he become the great sculptor that he was? Probably the greatest in the history of the world. Did you ever hear of Domenico Ghirlandaio, one of the household names you know very well, Domenico, good old Domenico? Did you ever hear of him? He was Michelangelo's teacher. Michelangelo would never have been the sculptor he was if it weren't for Domenico. And then think of when he actually created the Pietà. Where did the marble come from? Who quarried the marble and brought it to his studio? Where did the tools come from that he used to create? Where did the commissions come from that allowed him to live so he could create those sort of things? Great as he was, Michelangelo depended on a lot of other people. And ultimately, in my fictitious example, he knows his talent comes from God. That's what where it should be for you and me. Real humility. We recognize the good things we do. We rejoice in our successes. But we also remember a lot of other people have helped us. And ultimately, it all comes from God. And we thank Him and praise Him for that. That's what real humility is. Let me conclude with a little reflection I came across, which maybe summarizes what I'm trying to say. It goes like this. Today, I will strive to not be more than I am. Today, I will seek to not be less than I am. Today, I will strive to be who I am. Tomorrow I will strive to be who I can be. And every day I will give thanks to God, for without him I would not be at all. Today I will strive to not be more than I am. Today I will seek to not be less than I am. Today I will strive to be who I am. Tomorrow I will strive to be who I can be. And every day I will give thanks to God, for without him I would not be at all. May God bless you.